What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Next Level Podcast, where exploring faith intersects with everyday life. My name is Mike Parker. Today I have with us our pastor, Clay Munkus, and our student pastor, Brad Medford. And this is the first of our podcasts.
First annual?
The first annual. We're going to do one a year. That's not true. Expect more of this. This episode is going to be about...
Unless it's bad.
If this is bad, this will be the last one. In fact, you might not even hear it. But if it's good and you're listening to this now, you know that at least something is coming after this, something of value. Yep. But this week we're going to be talking about going back to school, because school has just started. And it is really obvious to us that the person that this affects the most is definitely Brad, who has two younger ones.
Rollo doesn't go to school?
No, not often.
That would be an interesting take, though.
Kids want him to come to school. He just doesn't. Rollo's my dog, if you don't know.
Yeah, good.
It's not some, like...
not keeping your kid caged up in time so you can't go to school.
Back to school has happened, and that definitely changes the way things work at our house. That means no more middle-of-the-week movie nights. It means for us, if you don't know, our kids... I've got Caitlin, who's 10, Oliver, who is 6. Caitlin has bunk beds, so it means, you know, sorry, Oliver, you got to go back to your bed. No more, you know, crashing in Sissy's room, you know, kind of cracking down the whip on the sleep schedule and all those kinds of things. Back to school for us has meant the never-ending search for the lunchbox. I don't know if you guys probably don't deal with that, but maybe some of the people who are listening.
Are you a hard lunchbox guy or a soft lunchbox?
I'm a no lunchbox guy. I'm a forget to pack my lunch every single day.
Kind of a go out to eat lunchbox guy.
I have a frozen dinner in the freezer right now. Now I brought it and a half ago.
Does having a lunchbox mean that you have to have leftovers? Does that mean like you have to have not eaten all your dinner? Because generally when I'm bringing lunch here, it's kind of like a leftover thing.
I don't know what leftovers are. Sorry.
I witnessed that. Every time I look down at the end of my meal, it's just an empty plate.
For me, honestly, I hate leftovers. I don't know if you guys, it's good when it comes out. I'm picky. My food, if it's hot, it needs to be hot and stay hot. And once it goes cold, I don't want it anymore. Or if it's cold, if it gets lukewarm,
like total first world problems.
Right. And so my wife...
It's gotten cold.
We're hipster problems. So we don't have a microwave, which makes...
I just got one, by the way.
Just got a microwave?
Yeah, like 2 months ago.
I
haven't had one in 10 years.
This newfangled technology, I don't know how to use
it. Bro, I just got a VCR. It's awesome.
You seriously just got a microwave?
I seriously just got one. Somebody gave me one. I wasn't going to pay money for a microwave. Who's going to do that? I just have $60 for a microwave.
I'm just sitting here thinking, who does not have
a
microwave?
That's a whole PlayStation game.
True. Speaking of PlayStation, I do have a PlayStation VR, which we can talk about later. I just got that.
I want to talk about it. Because I've been thinking, Christmas is around the corner, and that's one of those things. Like, if my wife is watching this podcast, who generally is a terrible gift giver, and she knows
hint
that.
Drop.
But maybe the PlayStation VR. I don't know, but... We'll come back to that.
Yeah, we'll come
back. But the whole microwave thing, I'm stunned by this. Look, do you know anyone that does not own a microwave?
I told you, us. We don't own one.
You don't own a microwave?
No, we got rid of them. We got rid of our microwave 4 years ago because, you know.
Is this a millennial thing?
I don't know. It's like chemotherapy on your food. You just, that's, my wife got a thing about it. I don't know. And we just,
So
we have a countertop small oven now. Which kind of does the same thing, but not entirely
like
the same
thing. Like a toaster oven?
Yes, like a toaster oven. So you can still
do you take bags of popcorn and put them in the toaster oven?
We don't eat popcorn. Popcorn's terrible. Who eats popcorn? That's weird. It's not worth the stuff in your teeth. It's not worth it. Popcorn's one of those snacks that's so bad you have to add stuff to it to make it worth eating. That's why people put M&Ms in popcorn. That's why they douse it in butter. That's why they cover it in salt. It's like it doesn't stand on its own as anything worth eating, so you have to pile it.
So you go to a movie.
Yeah.
Like you just went and watched the last Avengers movie. You go to a movie, you don't get popcorn.
We didn't get anything from the snack area.
That's because you're cheap. But if you had money
True story. Because we got donuts afterwards.
Right, this is...
Because it's August 29, 2019, and you just saw the latest Avengers movie.
This is very true.
Dollar Theater, because you're that cheap. But beyond the cheapness...
call it the Dollar Theater. It's $3.50, guys.
Okay.
I wish it was the Dollar Theater.
You know what would be...
It'd be even cheaper. That'd be better.
It's about $3.50.
It's about $3.50.
Seriously, you don't get popcorn...
No, because not only is popcorn terrible, if you're at a movie theater, it's $8 for something terrible.
And like, it has no nutritional value.
I know it has no nutrition.
It's like chewing cardboard, but I mean, I think cardboard probably wouldn't get stuck in your teeth as much.
I don't know. Have you chewed it?
I haven't, but maybe next podcast. I don't know.
Let me know how it goes.
Yeah. I don't think you have to microwave cardboard.
This is true.
You'd be safe.
Depends on what it was used to ship.
I can't microwave a salad, and I eat like a lot of vegetables. So like,
Wait, all my leftovers
are like salad and stuff. Like, I don't have like lasagna. I don't like eat lasagna and have it the next day or anything.
So this is the guilt ridden make you feel bad.
Actually, this podcast is about health and nutrition.
Yeah. It's about Mike's health and nutrition and our lack thereof.
These guys are gonna step off and. I'm gonna slide over to the middle. We're gonna talk about.
But honestly, this is like new news to me. Neither one of you. You have one now.
I have one now.
But up until now,
mom gave it to me.
So if I gave you a microwave, would you have it?
That's a question for my wife. I don't make those kind of decisions.
That's actually how it happened. I didn't want a microwave. My mom offered it, and Michelle said, "We're taking the microwave."
Okay. Yeah.
I was like,
because
it would totally be up Michelle.
We have our microwave here.
Yeah.
At the church office.
Which is why you
use the microwave?
Yeah, that's why I bought frozen dinners to bring to work because I can't eat them at home.
Now, the fact that you eat frozen dinners is like another... That's awful, dude.
Have you ever had
frozen dinner?
I had to try them. They're like devour. They're like, you know, like it's like man food. I had a microwaved buffalo chicken sandwich.
That just sounds terrible.
It's just a handful
it was actually
food
pretty
that
good.
That is like 8,000 calories. Like that's all it is. It's like an MRE for like military people. They're like, we'll call it Hungry Man.
Oh my gosh, that's so childhood memories. I ate so many Hungry Man. Salisbury steak. I don't know what that's what sticks out of my mind.
It explains a lot.
I ate so many. Hungry Man dinners, Salisbury steak.
Like the nastiest thing on the planet.
Total mystery meat.
But you won't microwave something because it's bad. But
what is Hungry Man Salisbury steak?
You're missing. Clearly, it's not that I want. I won't. Remember, my wife.
Oh, that's true.
Got rid of the microwave.
That's true. Does she know you eat Hungry Man Salisbury steaks?
Well, no, I used to.
Or are you like hiding those? It's like your little
No. That was growing up.
Don't tell my wife.
What I have in there now, the one that's in there now, I think is like penne pasta with Italian sausage and pesto or something like that. I don't know.
Is that better for you?
Probably not.
It does sound fancy, though.
It sounds fancy. It's probably got like 1,100 milligrams of sodium. That's like all frozen meals.
I need you.
And it's a serving size probably like this.
The buffalo chicken sandwich, admittedly, was like the size of a piece of like Texas toast.
Did it have soggy bread like Chick-fil-A's?
No, they have like a crisping sleeve. You know, it's like the same thing they do with like hot pockets.
Offended by my Chick-fil-A slide just now.
That's true. You just bashed on Christian chicken.
We had four viewers and it went down.
Well, I mean, we're talking about new stuff starting. A new thing has started: Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A. That's new. We didn't talk about it. We didn't plan to talk about this, but.
I've not been to try the... Well, I've said to some other people, because I know people, you know, through social media in other towns that are raving about this whole thing, and I'm like, you know, I'd be more excited if our Popeyes wasn't terrible. The one that's close to us is...
It's awful. It's like the service. I need that the young girl that actually pretends at least to care about me to take my order and then say my pleasure. Like, Popeyes, I feel like... They're just slinging
You're
it.
Inconvenient.
And they have no problem at Popeyes in general coming in and like, it's Popeyes chicken. You come out, I want some chicken. Well, it's going to be 18 minutes before there's chicken.
You have to have something.
Like, how do you run out of chicken?
To fight the depression that fast food causes. Like...
There comes that health and wellness guy.
If you're gonna eat fast food, you might as well have somebody saying, like, encouraging you a little bit, like,
keep you up. Because when you crash after the MSG rush, you're gonna need some encouragement.
I hope today's good because you're losing about 8 hours off your life.
Jeez, I'm going to be dead tomorrow. If Chick-fil-A's been taking 8 hours
on my life right now.
Life. Good gracious.
I amassed debt.
But I agree with you. Like, this whole thing about the Popeyes thing. Seriously. Like,
yeah. If we had a good Popeyes, I would really want to try that chicken sandwich.
Well, I would say where I've lived previously, actually, Popeyes is a good place. And and you go in, and there's always chicken. You don't have to wait 18 minutes for the chicken.
The chicken place has chicken.
I mean, this one's clean. The service is just terrible. Like,
well, it's clean because nobody goes in there.
What the? We cleaned it once. Once upon a time.
It's amazing how easy it is to keep an
I mean, before the whole chicken a little bit, and then you're good.
Well, it is true. Like, before the whole chicken sandwich crate, when you drive by, there's like two cars, and you're figuring out, I guess that's the people that work there.
They started a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, they have their own fried chicken sandwich. Now, again, I haven't had it, but when you see the picture, that looks like a crunchier version of a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
From what I hear,
soggy bun, by the way.
It's just a soggy.
From what I hear, there's also like a sauce involved.
Mayonnaise.
I didn't say it was mayonnaise.
But all sauces that everybody puts on sandwiches is mayonnaise, which is just nasty.
I agree. I don't like mayonnaise.
I don't know why anyone would
do
that.
If you're just tuning in, Clay doesn't like mayonnaise.
Or sour cream.
No. Basically, anything that's white and creamy is foul. No, and it's not just white and creamy. If it's white and creamy and smells bad. So I don't understand the fascination with people that eat like blue cheese.
Love it.
I don't get that. I can pull off my daughter's old nasty sock from softball, and it smells like blue cheese to me. And you're that,
That sounds like something we should test, because I smell blue cheese and my mouth waters.
Are we?
So would the same thing happen with your daughter's sock? That's the real test if it actually smells like blue cheese.
I judge you a little bit, but
you should. But we're within the faith. It's okay. You're allowed to judge people within the faith.
With watermelon, it's like it smells like Tylenol to me, like cherry Tylenol. And I can't touch
cherry Tylenol.
You can't be around watermelon.
I hate it. I can't stand it.
Really? Watermelon?
It makes me so sick to my stomach.
I don't know if I've ever encountered someone.
I love cantaloupe.
I'm learning new things.
I like cantaloupe. I just don't like watermelon.
Cantaloupe's nasty. There's no taste in cantaloupe.
I love cantaloupe.
A little salt in cantaloupe.
You're wrong on that one, too.
Well, I mean, there's
watermelon doesn't have any flavor.
No, I messed it up because cantaloupe does have flavor. It's the green one they always give you.
Oh, the honeydew.
It's like, we're going to give you a bear. Like, here's the melons. And it's 75% just green stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, here's a melon.
That tastes like styrofoam or something. I was like, there's zero flavor to it. So I mixed them up. Cantaloupe does have flavor, if it's ripe.
All of this to say that back to school with my kids.
Yeah. All to say, Brett's not going to put cantaloupe in his kids.
Yeah.
Speaking of smelling bad and lunchboxes, while we're on. Back to my earlier question, are you a hard lunchbox or soft lunchbox? I always felt like soft lunchboxes smelled terrible when I was in school. Like, the kids who brought the soft lunch boxes, the ones with the little Velcro, like, they look like a lunch bag. The little
what is this?
They fold over the top. You know what
I don't even know what you're
not,
doing.
Not the clips down like a hard lunchbox, but the bag lunchbox, they always smell terrible. Somebody bring their PB&J every day, and they have that nasty mold bread smell in there. Leave it in there over the weekend.
My daughter's lunchbox doesn't do anything like this. It's like some fancy fabric cake spade thing or something.
Oh, good God. But,
so we had to drag it out. Like, where's the lunchbox? Like, before school starts, you know? And she gets it out. It looks like the dog has literally, like, drug it through the yard. It's just, man. And so we had to, like, wash the lunchbox in the washing machine.
Okay. There you go. We just bought a new one.
And it's... Well, if you spend as much money as you do on these dumb Kate Spade ones.
Well, yeah, we don't buy Kate Spade. That's the difference, man.
I guess it's Kate Spade. I don't know.
Oliver's got an Avengers soft lunchbox that we paid like $9 for.
Well, see, this is the difference. Oliver's how old?
He's 6.
Yeah. Logan's 16. When you get 16, you're not getting away with the $6 Walmart Avengers lunchbox all of a sudden. Matter of fact, as your kids get older, everything gets exponentially more expensive. Everything.
People keep telling me that. I keep ignoring it. I'm just going to choose not to.
Well, as we have learned, it's something that we can get into the Chernobyl series if we want.
I mean,
the fact that
is my debt growing? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, there's a great line. I don't know if you guys have seen the Chernobyl docudrama thing that's on HBO, but there's a great line that says that every time you tell a lie, you owe a debt. to the truth.
Yeah,
it's just a great line. So you can keep saying whatever you want to say. That's not going to get more expensive. But the truth of the matter is that it does.
Look, I've been a debtor most of my life.
you're in debt to the truth. It just goes up from there. Like clothes get more expensive, school supplies. I had to buy my third graphing calculator. So I got three kids, right? So third.
Actually, did you hand them down?
Well, because they're all using them, right?
Yeah.
Because here's my question about graphing calculators: are they better now than they were before? Because I feel like my phone does more than my graphing calculator did when
I was. The phone came because you can cheat. You can just plug it in. So like, tell me the whole formula and everything.
I mean, I just played Block Dude on them. That's what it was for.
I do remember.
If you need the password for the last level of Block Dude, I know it still. So. Just ask me after this.
It is amazing to think back, like, to how entertained we were by, like, a little snake thing chasing a dot on a screen. Like, that was
high technology.
Hey, invigorating. They've really come a long way now. They got a little LED screen, and so your graphing can be in 2 to 3 colors now.
Oh.
So you can tell the difference your sine waves.
Not just greenish.
So what you're saying is when I use it to play games, now the dot is a different color from the snake.
Yeah, now the snake can be red, chasing the dot or whatever.
All right.
You can be Mario or Luigi now. Either one. We can put a green cap on him if you need it.
Yeah.
You could.
Hey, I found out something funny. So when my daughter opens the calculator, and I'm like, hey, you know, she's like, oh, I can't wait to use this in class, but I can't use it on the final. I'm like, why? It's a required calculator. Why can't you use it on the final? Like, they don't let us use our personal calculators. We have to use the school ones. Well, why? Because we might actually plug the formulas into our personal ones. Mm. And I'm like, isn't that the point of the whole daggum calculator? Is that you don't necessarily need to memorize you just need to know the right formula, then you call up the right formula. So it seems bizarre to me that you can't use that because you can't know that. But all year long you can know that and it can be in your calculator, but come test time, no, you've got to use ours where you can't have pre-programmed formulas.
When I was
kind of like, it's kind of like going to track practice and you have cleats, but you have to run barefoot at the meet.
Mm. A lot of school makes no sense that way, right? It's like they're still in the dark ages. That doesn't happen in the real world. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like in the real world, I'm not going to go, oh, you know what?
In the real world, I can't access look that up.
In the real world, I have access to resources.
Exactly. Right. The internet was wrong when I was in high school. They were like, don't even look on the internet.
It's just wrong.
They were like, it's just wrong.
Everything on the internet.
Al Gore is wrong. Just the internet.
And as an adult, I'm like, Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. But that's a whole other story of like submitting false ads to Wikipedia. That was a thing back in the time. I will not say whether I did or did not.
I will neither confirm nor deny.
I still go to change. I mean, you guys both have Wikipedia pages that I launched.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Hey.
That would be interesting. You should probably see where the facts are.
I should probably take a look at that.
We should add some facts, like that you don't have a microwave. I think I'm going to be on that for a while.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go and tell my wife and say, you know, Brad doesn't own a microwave. He's like some weird Amish guy.
No, I'm not some weird Amish guy. Yeah, I'm a weird Amish guy who does not have a microwave, but has a television, has internet,
a
smartphone.
In the bag,
you know?
A lot of fast food.
Well, I mean, so you're like a weird Amish guy that's cheating in other areas. Just like the Amish guys.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
You just got a little microwave like in the back of your buggy and you don't tell.
He uses a horse and carriage to like do his yard, but then he has a Tesla. Like,
yeah, that's
no, I just go to Best Buy in my horse and carriage.
Got any new TV? Yeah, we'll put the back of his horse and buggy.
Yeah, can we get that on the buggy? Yeah.
Can I tell the buggy?
All right, so we said we were going to talk about back to school, all things new. So other than you got a new microwave, which does fascinate me, what else you got going that's new, like new happening?
Well, I would say new-ish, my return to something of a pursuit of fitness. And I say something of a pursuit of fitness because obvious. So I am once again trying to establish some sort of a rhythm when it comes to working out, which I have been. I've been pretty successful in various points in my life at having a rhythm when it comes to working out. Eating has always been the way harder part. It's far too easy for me to fall into the mindset of I work out so that I can eat. Like, look, I burned 700 calories.
Well,
that means I get bonus calories when I eat. You know,
But seriously, what other reason is there to work out?
I
mean, it's to eat. or it's to drink, and you start adding up, like, if I work out this much, then...
That's why I drink black coffee. That's one of the reasons I drink black coffee.
Well, because there's nothing in
it. No calories.
Yeah, but yeah. I also know that you went to Burning Can a few weeks ago, and... Yeah, but there were probably,
I didn't drink black coffee.
Yeah, there was probably no black coffee being consumed.
There was no black coffee. There was beer made with coffee.
As you do.
I did have some coffee.
Kind of that way? Way?
Somehow. Yeah, I don't know what you call coffee. It.
There, yes, that's
essence du café.
That's an oddity in its own, like caffeinated beer. I wonder if the caffeine burns off.
Does it, like, cancel itself out?
That is a great question.
Does it cancel? It's a net neutral
no
effect.
Idea. It's like Red Bull and vodka. What are you even doing? What is your goal here?
You're conflicted, aren't you?
It's net neutral.
You don't have any
idea
what
you
actually want.
You have
want
no idea what you want.
That sounds like something a seven would drink.
Seriously, why else?
I guess. Enneagram.
I guess you work out to, like, get in smaller clothes, but. At least my goal has always been, okay, I want to be able to wear smaller clothes, but there's always in the back of my head so that I can eat good stuff. Like, that's why I'm doing
this. Like, seriously, the reason I want to work out and want to be in better shape is I simply want to be able to do stuff. Like, every time I ever go to a gym, you know, anytime you sign up at a gym, they're like, what are your goals? You know, I'm like, my goal is that if a friend of mine is like, hey, dude, we're going to ride bikes on Saturday. We're going to go hit the mountain bike trails. You want to come with us? I don't have to go, crap. Like, I am way too fat for that. Like, I can go, yeah, let's do that. Or if somebody's like, hey, you know, a few of us are signing up for this 5K. You want to do it? It's Saturday. And this is like Tuesday. I'm like, yeah, I can go run a 5K on Saturday. That's fine. I just want to be able to respond to things and be able to go and do them. I cannot right now. I could not run a 5K on Saturday. That would be...
Could you walk a 5K?
I could totally walk one.
So you could walk it.
I have a feeling I could solidly break 45 minutes. I could definitely get under that, because I'm pretty sure I can walk a 15-minute mile. So...
That just sounds so wrong, doesn't it? I can walk a 15-minute
mile.
Isn't
that what it takes to get that, like, presidential fitness badge or whatever in high school? You have to, like, walk
a
mile.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Do they keep upping the requirements on that?
Do you seriously get a badge for walking a mile?
You get, like, it's a 30-minute mile, like, every year.
Congratulations.
As collectively goes down, it's like, you get another
If you can walk a mile in 30 minutes, here's a ribbon.
Class of 2032, wow. You get 10 days. Like, you got...
Start next week.
So yeah, my whole fitness journey kind of started when I was when I had one kid when Caitlin was like two or three, and she just chasing her got me out of breath really fast and was like, I don't like this. Like, I don't like you know, being out of breath trying to follow my kid around the house. So And so it's kind of always been that I just want to be able to go out and play with my kids and not, you know, have a heart attack in the midst of it. Slow down, buddy. You know, there's definitely, and now I have a son, so there's definitely the whole, like, male pride and ego thing kicks in, and you're like, you know, there for every child, there's the day they beat their dad.
You have to be
I'm trying to make
everything.
Sure that is way in the future. That's the goal. Kick that as far down.
I lost big time on that one about, I don't know if it was 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was about to say, what's it like having an athletic daughter?
Right. So,
daughter.
It's
like,
tough. Yeah, I mean, if you guys don't know, my daughter plays softball at a pretty high level. And so we were at this tournament, and it was, I don't know, 2 or 3 weekends ago. And she wasn't running as fast as I felt like she could. So in my head, this goes bad quick, right? So in my head, I'm still remembering.
I can just see where this is going.
Yes. In my head, I'm still remembering how fast that I ran when I played, you know, baseball in high school and all that. Because
I could do that again.
Yes, right? I mean, the old Toby Keith song, I'm as good once
as I ever was.
Right, yes.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking
you just
I can
pay the price afterwards.
Yeah, I'm thinking I can do this. So the tournament gets over, and we set up this race distance that's roughly, you know, from home to first. And
of course you did.
Yeah, my daughter's a slap hitter, so her whole thing is being able to get the ball down and get to first.
Yeah, she's been training to be fast.
Yeah. Well, that practicing.
What have you been training to be?
Yeah.
Eating donuts. So.
Right, got it.
So we set up, and like the team is around, and.
Oh, you did it in front of the team?
Oh, yeah.
With an audience.
Oh, I had to. I had to because I'm going to embarrass her in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And which did happen, just not in the way it happened in my head. So we set up and I say, you know, you can do the 1, 2, 3 go or whatever. And at first she's trying to like, come on, Dad, you don't know. She is trying to save me.
She's trying to spare you.
But, you know, one of the things, I mean, you guys know this, I just can't back down, man.
No, yeah, I know.
Once it's there, once the challenge
there's
is
evidence
there,
on the stage that you don't back down.
Yes. That's
parts
a
of
different
shins. Yeah.
Yes. Don't DNA test the
hey, that,
stage.
That,
there's a piece
that
of play
will live
there
in infamy. But I did beat that, by the way.
He eventually made it.
Well, it's a box jump. That's a different story for another day. But so I'm setting up, and she's like, okay, you know, 1, 2, 3, you know, go or whatever she did. And we take off, and actually, I was kind of like a Tesla, man. I shot out of there faster than she did. And I'm like, man, I'm gonna.
Here we go.
I'm going to smoke this girl. And about 4 or 5 steps in, man, I felt my hamstring go, what? And
hear a little.
Yeah.
Right. And so I felt it. I took a step with my left leg. And before I could get to my right, my brain just said, no, we're not going to do that.
No. Give up now.
And I seriously, I hit the ground and just rolled.
Yep.
And, you know, rolled through the dirt and the rocks and all this kind of stuff. Into which my poor daughter, she's like, oh, are you okay? Which was, you know, thoroughly embarrassing for her.
So she stopped? She didn't finish?
No, she finished and then came back.
Okay, good. I was about to say.
She won the race. That's good. My girl. That's my girl.
I was about to say, you finish.
Like, I'm going to finish and I'm coming back. And yeah. And so I'm kind of laying there. And you know, after every time you screw up, you're trying to play it off, right? Like, I meant to do that kind of thing. Like,
can I still cover this up?
Yeah, there was dirt and God. There was just
I didn't bring my cleats, you know, shoes.
There was no covering that up whatsoever. And so I get up to preach on Sunday. I can barely even walk across the stage. I'm glad I don't move much when I preach. But I did have someone like, hey, look like you were kind of wincing as you. I'm like, yeah, there was a lot of pain going on as I'm sticking it out. I don't know how we got to that story.
All the rest of the stories.
We got there. That's what matters.
A really random
circuitous
path.
Well, you know, I think what I'm learning is, if the older I get, especially if you're not putting the time in any specific area, you can't just rely on where you once were.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
You know, there's so many different ways you could take that. I mean, we could do the spiritual Jesus juke, and we could talk about, and it's good to think even about spiritually. Like, you can't rely on maybe prayers that you prayed when you were 20 or, mm-hmm. or 30, and you certainly can't rely on the Bible study you did when you were 8 in children's church, right? I mean, when that faith, you try to talk about the faith you had when you were 8 and you apply it to when you're 40, you wind up taking 4 steps and spraining your hamstring, right?
Yeah.
It's like you need something to work at. And I'm kind of learning that in every area of my life. It's there's certain things that I just need to work at, health being one.
Yeah.
And I've taken some good shots at it and stabs at it. And it's just too easy to default back and bail, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I think for me, the journey, and this has been a journey in my life in various areas, but for me, it always comes back to this word discipline and learning to do things when I don't want to do them. And I know that for me, that's what fitness really comes down to. Because there are days that I'm kind of excited to go to the gym, and it doesn't sound that bad, but like anything in life that's worth doing, there are days that you don't want to do it, mm-hmm. And it just becomes a choice. And so you have to choose, you know, I don't feel like doing this, but I'm going to go do it. It was funny. I'm just getting back into this. Like, I started last Thursday, so it's been a week. So I was at the gym Thursday, Friday, then Monday, Wednesday of this week. So yesterday, it's coming up like 4 o'clock, and that's kind of my target is, okay, about 4 o'clock, I need to leave the office and head to the gym. It's like 4:10. I'm running. I'm starting to get a lot. I'm like, okay. I just have to distract myself. Like, literally, like, I encouraged myself to go to the gym via a podcast. I was like, but I get to listen to a podcast. And I was actually, this ties back to Chernobyl. I was excited to listen to the Chernobyl podcast. So that's what I did. Like, I didn't think about what I was doing or where I was going. I put my Bluetooth earphones in and I start the podcast, and I'm just zoned into this other world listening to that while I'm driving to the gym. I get to the gym and I'm running on a treadmill and I'm just geeking out over nuclear reactors blowing up, which is
which killed 93,000 people, and I'm just
geeking out. So excited about all this death and destruction and
case study on the human condition. Yes, thank you.
Dude, in my experience with like that the health thing and just that in general, it's really just being okay with like failing. I feel like I'm such a perfectionist about it. You know, like
see, I'm too okay with it. That's why. That's because see,
if I miss the gym, I'm just like, oh,
that's the one in
me. It's over now. You know what I mean? Like I have to start all over.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, it is all about like the long run. It's it's like taking that look in like deep time. You know what I mean? Away from it, and the consistency over time, and just being okay with like, oh man, I missed the gym this week, and that's okay. Like, why did I miss it? You know, maybe take that as an opportunity to learn from it and then apply it to the next one. And not
see, I'm a five, so I go, why did I miss the gym? Because I suck. That's just like, because a real man would have went to the gym anyway. You know, that's, good old introspective me.
Well, I know in the future podcasts, you know, we're going to get into, I really want to talk about the Chernobyl thing. So maybe, I think we're thinking in the third week here, we're going to talk about fall TV shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff
I
would love.
New shows kicking up. I think we've all
the TV shows that I'm watching in the fall, because I'm definitely not watching stuff coming out this fall. I'm like, watching random other
things. What I'm binge watching for the third time.
Well, yeah. What are you going to binge watch on? We can have that discussion. And I know at least this is the week college football begins.
Yes.
This Saturday. Actually,
North Carolina, South Carolina coming
up. Yeah, that team is going to play that other team. They're going to compete.
You will learn. Mike is not a football guy. Mike is a football guy, but when he says football, he means a different football.
Yes,
entirely.
That I'm not sure is a sport. But,
it's the only sport, actually.
But real football begins begins today. My alma mater is about to get their rear end to them this evening at 8:00 on ESPN. Georgia Tech's playing Clemson. That's
Clemson's not very good at football though, right?
I don't know about their soccer team. You'll have to check.
This coming from Mike, who lives 45 minutes from Clemson.
It's actually the only thing I've ever heard a South Carolinian say. They're like, Clemson. Football. Clemson. I'm like, hey, what's up?
My name's Mike.
Mike, you got anything else to talk about?
All right, so...
You know, Dabo Sweeney!
We've got to say that.
Praise be.
Next week, we're going to have a good bit to talk about. College football will roll out. We'll talk a little bit about some results that have come from that. NFL.
Not too far. Is
starting the next
Carolina
weekend.
Plays, they're, I think Carolina's
they got the third
season game. I think they're tonight against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's preseason this week.
I think it's tonight. I could be wrong on that.
And then this weekend, I think everybody's wrapping their stuff off. This weekend it's off, and then it
next
begins
weekend.
On, what, the 8th?
Yeah.
I think that's when the NFL sees. So we'll talk a little bit about that. So in the season, all things fall. And then eventually we have to get to this whole pumpkin spice latte. I was at coming out of Harris Teeter and I saw that Starbucks has already got it out. Right. You know, they've got it all spelled out, you know, PSLEs, you know. Yeah, it's like
their version of
says,
please.
Yeah. Yes, PSLEs. Yes, please. But.
See my football mind's like permanent seating license. What? Like, yes, I would like PSLs.
Yeah, it's like, what are you trying to do?
But the pumpkin spice thing, I don't want to get into that. That's just crazy.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. There's so many things to talk about this fall.
Maybe we'll go get pumpkin spice lattes for that day and just consume them
and talk about how nasty
about
they are.
It. Yeah. We'll do a play-by-play judgment.
This is the next level judgment podcast where we judge everything.
Yes. It is church.
It is church.
But we won't judge the things that churches normally judge. We're going to judge things that matter way less.
Yeah, way less important.
Here at Next Level, we have built our reputation on not judging people.
Like, if you like,
so, but we can judge your taste in coffee. We can judge
your taste in sports. We can judge who you pull for. You know.
Yes, yes, yes.
We can judge having a microwave or not.
Yeah,
apparently
that's worth really judging.
Just now, actually,
did you?
I feel a little.
Hey, yo, I'm learning some things from my son who's at NC State, having to take kind of, I don't know, sensitivity training and stuff. Apparently, what I'm doing are called microaggressions.
Microaggressions?
Yes, yes. That's a microaggression that I just put towards you and your lack of microwaving.
Okay, so is there a technical term for passive-aggressive tweeting? Like, is that?
That would be a microaggression.
Is it? A microaggression, but like it's
And you two guys are kind of kings at passive-aggressive tweeting, by the way.
I'm going to passively-aggressively tweet about this podcast later.
And texting. For those who are, the rest
my
of you.
My handle is at Brad Medford.
Yeah, I know
you know what I just thought about?
What's that?
My Twitter profile picture is me in a sweater vest.
Oh, no. Is it really? Like, it really for is. Real?
It really is. I gotta update that.
Did you do that for real, or was it a joke?
No, like, I did that for real. We had family pictures taken, like, 3 years ago.
In a sweater vest? No one wears those things.
It was, it matched with, we did the whole, it was family pictures, so we, like, all four matched.
Do you remember 2016? That was a weird time, man.
And I was rocking the sweater vest, and that became, like, my headshot.
No, you don't even do sweater vests for family.
And because I don't tweet very often, like, I don't update that profile. Yeah, I'm like, I just remembered. I still have.
No.
You gotta verify?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I am 98% sure that my Twitter profile picture is still me in a sweater vest.
I gotta find this. Because people only wear those as jokes.
Yeah, like as a tacky thing.
Like, you still own it.
I'm sorry if you're wearing a sweater vest right now.
You could potentially.
Yeah, we should have ended the podcast 5 minutes ago. But sorry, this is the after show.
Admittedly, if you're wearing a sweater vest in August.
Like, here it comes.
Oh, sorry, you're not badly.
It may be. Bradley Medford?
Yes, it is Bradley Medford. You are in a sweater vest.
Oh, yeah, I remember that picture.
Look at that.
Yep, there you go.
For a long time.
I totally look like that. I mean, like, that's me right there. It's just me.
You guys could go to Twitter and go to Bradley Medford.
I'm going to get more Twitter followers today.
Dude,
you look like a child there, though.
Look at that.
You're that guy. You're fresh.
Because I'm telling you, that guy looks like he's got his act together.
He's got a whole future ahead.
He knows things.
This is smart. You're kind of leprechaun-ish.
He's really set in his ways, that guy.
Like a very, very...
There you go. That guy looks very set in his ways and not open to change.
That's how I see all people.
I don't know why that popped into my head. It was just like, you know, just sudden random thought. I should change that.
Dude.
Maybe it shows that you should be on Twitter more. Or less. I should probably be on less, honestly.
That's just time to abandon Twitter.
That's just...
Sorry.
I'm equally as bad because, like, my Twitter photo is like...
Whoa! Bro, you can't say anything! Oh my gosh! Okay, time to throw your handle out there. What's your handle?
Yeah, there you go.
Everybody go check that out.
Yeah. I think I took that photo, like, 15 years ago.
You didn't take that photo. That is clearly taken from well above.
It was a photo. So we had planted a church in Atlanta, and it was like one of those, you know, meet the staff things. And so we all kind of had these cool kind of angles and stuff.
Yeah, but somebody took that. Cool.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, your arms are not that long.
It was like selfie before there were selfies.
Let's get the staff photo in here.
I just happened to, when I pulled up Twitter, I happened to look, and I'm like,
you can't say anything.
I'm not in a sweater vest, man.
I don't care.
That may be an old photo, but it's kind of a cool looking photo.
Like, yeah, I'm still, I'm still young and hip pastor.
What this is like, you know, if I were online dating, which I'm not because I'm happily married, but this is the photo, like my sister who's dating online now, this is what she gets. She gets these photos of guys and they show up and they're like 85 years old or something. I'm like, dude, how old is your profile pic?
Like, you just expect that to fly? I mean, I guess if the restaurant's nice enough, she'll go, I'll stay for dinner, you know? Like, it's just...
All of my photos are updated because I'm relevant.
I'll give you an hour.
All right, hold on.
I'm relevant.
Are you seriously?
Uh-oh.
If you want to go to my Twitter feed, it's just full of angry tweets. So. That's my last place to
play. I hate people with microwaves.
Because nobody follows me on Twitter. I'm not going to tell you guys what my handle is, even.
But Clay will. Don't worry.
I'm sure he's seen him.
Is it Mike of Earth on there, too?
No.
No? Okay. Maybe.
You have, like, the craziest usernames.
Mike
like
of your, Earth. Like just your, in case you fear that he's from a different
Mike
planet.
Now they're all Mike of Earth.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In case you get him confused with Mike of Venus or Mike
there
of Jupiter.
There is a Matt of Earth, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
People call me
crazy.
It's crazy.
Crazy. There's a Matt.
I don't know.
From Earth?
It's like somehow in the last 2 seconds, see, like our internet went down.
I got a secret hidden.
We y'all need pray a whole for another podcast on our internet.
Pray for the internet.
Pray for the interwebs.
Yeah.
And Next Level Church.
Yeah.
So if something's bad on Sunday, it's because we didn't have internet.
It's the internet's fault.
We'll blame that.
Yeah. We're going to go with that one. If the preaching's bad, it was because the internet was bad.
Because the internet was bad, you know?
That's exactly
it. That's a big effect.
You couldn't find another message to download from somebody else.
Exactly. Usually,
couldn't get it
the whole recycle process got broken this week.
Yes, with the internet being down.
Yeah. Had to write my own
stuff. It is Labor Day weekend, but we're filming this as Labor Day weekend, so... Clearly. I'm thinking we're going to...
And I'm not preaching. What happened?
That's supposed to be National Youth Pastor Speech.
Somebody messed up the calendar.
I wanted to wrap up the series. But I'm thinking that we...
In other words, it was too important.
Too important to leave in the hands of the youth pastor.
We cannot risk this.
But on the side note, we'll take the 6 or 8 of us that actually show up this Sunday. We'll just go get a bagel.
Sounds good. I like bagels.
It won't be me.
Donuts are better. Just saying.
Donuts are better than bagels?
Yeah, they're like the same shape. All right,
new
but donuts have more air.
Donuts versus bagels. Coming up, episode 14.
I'm pretty sure there's less calories in a donut than there are in a bagel.
Probably. There's a lot more sugar.
And
they
taste donut versus
and
like
they
a,
taste better.
Like a Krispy Kreme donut. There's two different donut styles. So.
Yeah, like the big cake donut. That's like a your mom's donut. If you're not from Charlotte. Man, you come here.
He's not just talking about your mom's donuts.
He's not your actual mom.
Yeah, we have a place here called Your Mom's Donuts, and man, those are off the chart because they're like little mini cakes, man.
Yeah, those things feel like a cheeseburger in your hand. It's like
they weigh about 15 pounds.
Yeah,
they counteract all that gym work that we're
they do.
Working
on. But what I have found, you know, a good hard run, one donut, we're even.
There you go.
Yeah.
Moving on.
But you know, with Krispy Kremes, you don't have a microwave, so you can't warm them up and make them nice again. So I guess you have to like get the dozen.
Eat them in the car.
And just plow through the whole dozen.
He bakes them in the oven.
Or here's what you do. Okay, this is real confessions of somebody who's trying to get back into fitness. What you do is, you know, you start working out on Thursday like I did last week. And then you go to a movie with your son. We're going to have boys night on Friday night. So we go to the movie. And after we go to the movie, it's right by Krispy Kreme. So we're like, you know, we'll pick up donuts. And I'm like... You know, I'm trying to like intermittent fasting, so I'm trying to like eat between 12 and 8. So I'm like, I'm not going to have a donut. So we pick up the dozen donuts, driving home, don't eat a donut. Get to the house, Oliver gets his donut. It's like, by the time we get home, it's like 10:30. He has his donut. No, this was a Friday.
Oh, okay.
Friday night.
Okay.
See, we're going to go watch high school football to a train. Anyway, so he eats his donut. I don't have a donut. Killing it. Put him to bed, hanging out, watch a little TV. Don't have a donut. About 11:30, starts eating at the back of my head. You know, like, I really want a donut. So I go and I'm like, I'm just gonna have one donut. So I get the donut out of the box.
This is starting to sound like a drug addict story right here. I'm just gonna have one hit, man. Okay. I'm just gonna have one tote.
So I know myself. I don't stand in front of the box and eat the donut. I get the donut, I put it on a plate, and I go into the living room to get away from the box.
To hide your shame.
No, there's no hiding my shame. If I was trying to hide my shame, do you think I'd be telling the story right now? Anyway, so I eat the donut. Long story short, before I went to bed, there were 4 donuts. So that's the thing. It's like shoot yourself in the foot. It's probably better if I'd just eat them in the first place than
you know what
wait until
that?
Later.
If you would have had popcorn while you're at the movie, you would have filled up on popcorn. You wouldn't want the donut.
Who fills up on popcorn? There's not enough in the building. That's
just
air.
It just sits in there and it like fills the void.
Yeah, I've never filled up on popcorn. That's not a thing that
and
has
I can
ever
guarantee you, there's a lot less calories in the popcorn that would have filled you up.
And way less joy. A lot
yeah,
more
now,
sadness.
I will say that. There's something about Krispy Kreme. I think they're like dipped in crack.
They do have a cult following. I mean, it's getting to like Chick-fil-A cult level for a Christian chicken company.
So what you're saying is crack cult. And MSG are the same thing.
Might be, yeah.
Basically.
Same. Oh, that reminds me, like those two going together. Someone put a meme out there. I don't know if you guys saw it. It's like a real photo, though. And in, you know, Jesus talks about, I go and prepare a place for you. Mm-hmm. They're like, is this what Jesus meant by I go and prepare a place for you? And it was a sign. Half of it was Chick-fil-A and the other half was Krispy Kreme donuts.
I just don't know that God's place, like, it includes, like, heart failure. Like, I don't know.
There's no calories in heaven.
In the next life, it doesn't, you can't do that.
No, in the next life, we get to walk around looking like we're CrossFitters, but eating like we belong on the Biggest Loser.
You
like,
guys just need to posture your heart towards vegetables, because heaven's just going to be bowls of vegetables. You better get used to it now.
No, I don't think
it's
so.
It's like,
man.
Daniel fast for life.
Yeah, just Daniel fast.
Man, if there's something I learned from the 90s, is there's a big, big house.
With lots and lots of rooms.
And a big, big table. With lots and lots of food. And that food is going to be Krispy Kreme donuts and fried chicken.
They're going to be fried chicken and donuts. Woo!
Man, that song, like, it's about like football and food. Like, a gospel song about football and food.
So that reminds me, speaking of fried chicken and donuts, I went to a restaurant while we were in Asheville for Burning Man. We went to a place called Hendo. Like D-O-U-G-H.
Okay.
H-E-N. Dough.
Oh, chicken and donuts.
Chicken and donuts. There, it exists.
It's like chicken and waffles.
Hendersonville, North Carolina. Amazing. Hmm. You get donuts and chicken.
I can see that. I mean, you do chicken and waffles.
Mm-hmm. Like, and if you want, you can get a chicken sandwich on a donut there. At the Hendersonville.
I've seen that at the fair.
Yeah.
Where they make
fried lemonade at the fair. That's a thing. Did you ever thought about that? Deep fried lemonade.
How do you
just
you
roll that around on your head? I don't know.
How do you even do that?
I don't know, but they did.
Did you eat it?
No. Dear God, no.
This is where all of our scientific research is going, boys.
There is nothing. I mean, there was a picture, and it looks like it's like caked over a cup of nothing about it looked appetizing.
Is it like a cup? Like, I just put the whole cup, like,
styrofoam and everything.
It just comes down.
Deep fried. I don't know. I don't know.
If you put it on a stick, they'll eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, if you're
watching this and you know how to make deep fried lemonade, they should email us. What is it, like info@next?
Whatever. You can drop it in the comments. We'll get it in the comments.
Clay's number is 7.
I started to say email Clay, but I like my job. So
his address. We'll flash his address on the bottom of the screen right now. It's flashing. I'm in charge of that kind of thing, so make sure it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I would be curious if well, the internet's wrong, apparently, so we couldn't look it up on the internet because the internet's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody brought me deep fried lemonade and I didn't have to pay for it, I'd try it. But I wasn't going to pay for it.
Is there anything you wouldn't try?
Yeah, vegetables. Although I did have some Brussels sprouts that I really enjoyed the other night.
For the first time?
We were at Roosters uptown. They had some Brussels sprouts.
I have fallen in love with Brussels sprouts. Like, you know, in
yeah, no.
Starting to do that keto journey thing.
Keto? That's like,
keto, yeah.
It's like gambling. Like, wait a minute.
I'm like playing keto.
Keto journey.
Any kind of low carb, like Brussels sprouts becomes the thing. And so I've eaten it a gazillion different ways. So we were at this place up in West Jefferson. We'd gone up to do some planning for the men's.
We got to stop soon. My coffee.
Weekend coming. Oh, that's bad. And so we go to this.
The level of content going down.
We go to Boondocks. Boondocks is a great restaurant up there. Got a bunch of different beers on tap, lots of new food. They got a new chef in. They had, it sounds really crazy. They would cut Brussels sprouts in half and then deep fry them with no batter.
I'm from Gaston County. That doesn't sound crazy.
Well, because I've had them oven roasted and everything else. But, like, you can't describe the crispiness of what happens in that. And I'm sure it's terribly bad for you, but boy, it was. I couldn't get enough.
That's the way I grew up eating vegetables.
Just bring like, a basket like, of those.
Just deep fried.
Gastonia is deep fried.
Okra.
Isn't it? Like, you get on 74 and it just
the whole city.
The whole city's deep fried. Deep fried road. Square.
It does kind of smell like a deep fryer when you
put like a soft air of oil in the
it's
air.
Like, do they make a decimeter thing like for oil presence? Like, just to measure the amount of oil?
Yeah, there's like an oil Geiger counter that just goes off as you approach. It happens when you head towards
Because there's definitely more fish camps per capita in Gastonia.
It really is. And it's a serious thing. Like, I have family members that live out in Gaston County that's like, it's an art, the fish camp. Like,
yes.
They get around and gossip about bad fish camps. Like, it's weird.
There you go.
I confess, I've never been to a fish camp. And I don't... we're so far from like.
It's a good idea for a live episode. We're gonna take Clay to fish camp.
I don't think so. Because generally at fish camps they eat catfish. It was one of the nastiest things on the planet.
Man. They're just bottom feeders.
they just eat all the other.
No worse
crap
than the rest of us. comes.
No worse than the donuts you're eating, Clay. By the way. That's something like, I mean, that.
You think about that. That's basically what a hot dog is, you know?
I don't eat hot dogs. I don't
bottom eat, fed.
I know, but I don't eat hot dogs. That's just...
I do.
Yeah. I'm just picturing, like, I don't know what goes in there. Cow lips and everything else that they dump in there.
You'd be lucky if it's the lips.
This is supposed
to be... Oh, man.
Yeah, all right.
Finding God in the bottom feeding.
Yeah, how are we going
to
find God?
From the bottom to the top.
It involves a lot of sifting.
Well, I think we probably need to wrap it up. And so, you know, thanks, guys, for being here, being a part of this. Thanks for hosting and sending this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Up. Mike, and I look forward to fall season, hanging out with you guys and talking about all kinds of fall topics.
Indeed.
Yeah. We will see you guys at the next episode.
Yep. Later.